A young boy is walking up a leafy path in a housing estate. He sees someone fall from a top floor balcony.
No!
Dad!
A sobbing woman runs towards the fallen man, then stops the boy before he can reach his dad.
No!
Pushing forward, the boy sees his father sprawled on a smashed garden table.
Please, somebody call an ambulance!
Dad, I'm sorry you're hurt. I'm sorry I let you down. I know this must be hard. This doesn't feel like you.
The bearded man in his 40s is bleeding in a daze and struggling to swallow.
The dad I know wants me to be happy. And I want you to be happy too. Do you think we can do that for each other? I hope so. Because I love you. And love makes us kind if we let it. So I think it's worth a try.
A shocked man in his 20s moves from the balcony into the flat. There's blood spray on the French windows and curtains, and a school photo of a smiling young girl with plaits on the wall inside.
Sal!
BBC, murdered by my father. At an Indian wedding, confetti's released over drummers parading through a banqueting hall. The man who fell, Shazad, is wearing quarter pajamas and waiting nervously in line to see the father of the bride. When it's his turn, he hands him the envelope and tries to walk away quickly. The father of the bride pushes him along, and Shazad joins his young son, Hassan. They take their seats on the second row in front of a grand pink stage. The man who was standing on the bloodied balcony, Imi, is sitting on a bed where his lover, Salma, traces lines over his naked back.
Stop it.
She smiles up at him, her pink bra exposed.
I said, stop it.
No, stop it.
Shh.
Someone will hear you.
They kiss inside the darkly lit back room, staring deeply into each other's eyes. Salma's wearing a turquoise dress with pink brocade and sequins. They both look towards the door as the drums start up.
Shit.
You should go first.
He races to put on his quarter shirt as she does up her buttons.
Hey, I'm glad you're back.
Me too.
She checks her messy black hair, which is dotted with silver leaves. The nervous bride, dressed in a red sari with thick eyeliner and bedecked in jewellery, is steadily walked towards the stage by her proud father. Imi hurries to his seat beside a reproachful-looking teenage woman wearing a blue headscarf. Salma sits on Shazad's row. He glances at her quickly before looking away. A clean-shaven man in his 20s winks at Salma from the first row.
You look really nice.
She smirks, and Imi watches with interest from a few rows back. Shazad regards Salma with a frown, noting her messed hair.
What happened to you?
Hairpins fell out. Last ones.
He smiles back at her. The party's in full swing, and the bride and groom clap along as professional dancers lead other guests. Salma's dancing with the woman in the blue headscarf, Rafia. Shazad's with the father of the bride.
My boy tells me we're undercutting the council now, eh? How about you sorting me out too, Shazad?
We're actually quite busy at the moment.
No, it's cool, Dad. You and us, of course we'll sort you out.
At least it'll be next, huh?
Salva's a lucky girl.
So gone. Yeah. He's a lucky boy.
Imi's watching Salma dancing with puppy dog eyes. Raffia.
He's still looking, you know.
Who? Dunn?
My brother, that's who.
Oh, come on, Raff. That's done with.
You should tell him that.
He knows.
Besides, don't matter what he thinks anyway.
I've accepted the glory of Haroon into my heart.
Afternoon, ladies.
Haroon.
Mind if I,
see you tomorrow, Sal.
Don't sit down, Sal.
Yeah, sure. Wicked bad. Bye, then. Oi, dickhead. Leave it, yeah? We'd prefer it if I didn't have to tell Mum why her darling Puttur got his head kicked in at a wedding. She's promised.
Yeah, sorry. Let's go.
Haroon realizes Salma's watching Imi make his way out of the party with Raffia. Once Imi's out of sight, Haroon smiles brightly at Salma.
Us next, Sal.
She forces a smile. Now, she's at home with Hassan.
I'm here for this one, yeah?
Mm.
What part do you do first?
Just take it over to this side and then plus it or something and get B.
This is so boring. Tell me about it.
As Hassan tries to go to the door, Salma pulls him back, sending him to his homework.
Who is it?
Plumber. Council says you've got an issue with flow in your main stack.
It's Imi.
Hello, young lady. Is your daddy in?
What the fuck?
Is he?
What? No.
Oh, thank God. That weighs a ton.
Imi, you can't just come to my front door.
Raf said you bailed on her. Figured since you're clearly not going to come see me, I'll come see you.
Hass, I got to show the plumber something.
Oh, yeah?
Shut up.
Be back in a sec.
Five flights up, she takes him along the walkway.
I think the drain's over here.
Seriously?
Keep that on.
No one's even watching, Sal.
Someone's always watching, trust me.
Righty.
He greets a woman in a headscarf before reaching the stairwell with Salma.
Right, what do you want?
How do you do that?
Do what?
Just turn it on and off again. Like it's nothing.
Are you kidding? You turn up in the middle of the day and expect...
Sal. There's something happening here, with us. You don't feel that?
Imi.
But you don't think we're worth another try? A proper one? I mean, I know I'm not from the village, but there's a lot here to work with.
I've already been promised. We have fun, yeah, but there's only one way this goes.
Is that your excuse or your dad's? Okay, what if maybe you told him we're serious?
Serious people don't disappear when it suits them.
Come on, that's not fair. That was my course. I had to. But now I'm here for a long, long...
Fuck.
You got me in?
Yeah, of course. Keeping you safe, ain't I?
I want to go to the shops.
Yeah, hang on. I'll come back.
I'm going to tell Dad what you did.
Look, look, look. I'll be back in 2 seconds. We'll both go, yeah? I'll let you buy whatever you want.
Hey.
Hey, what?
I'll call you.
You better bloody not.
Well, then I'll come back. Electrician, bricky, Jehovah's Witness. I'll empty out a whole costume shop, Sal, to you at least say you'll meet me.
I'll let you know, yeah?
He drops his arms by his side and puts on his plumber's cap as he's watched by someone. Wearing blue overalls, Shazad and Haroon are moving sacks from a back lot into a van, while Haroon's father, Zubair, receives a delivery of boxes. Haroon's sack breaks and chicken meat falls out.
Oh,
it up. Now,
watch. Shazad!
Haroon's raised a finger to Shazad, but Zubair calls Shazad over.
He's not a child.
He's getting there.
Why wait, then? Nothing focuses a boy's mind like marriage.
She needs to finish her studies first.
You're asking for trouble.
She's smart. I promised.
The Farak let his daughter be smart. See how she thanked him for that? Not heard about this yet. That slag, Ganjari, met some Kala bastard college, ran off. They're living round the corner, laughing at him. Doesn't dare show his face. Might as well be in the fucking ground. Where's Haroon? Haroon will only raise you up.
Zubair walks away and Shazad joins Haroon by the mess at the van. At night, Haroon's driving the van with Shazad, glancing at the CD player.
What is this shit?
It's from Selma. They're keeping the young collection. She's good, this one. Kate Temper?
It's very hip.
First thing I do when we hit, get us some real music. Pissing all day, love, has not had to kickstart a romance, Aaron.
I hope to start early, then.
All this rush. If we weren't in such a hurry, we wouldn't have 100 chicken corpses rolling around in the back.
No. It's not hurrying. Yeah, it's noticing what's passing me by.
What?
Look, others are already looking at her. That's all I'm saying.
First you insult her taste and then her character.
I meant no disrespect. It's just, when guys look, girls look back, don't they? They can't help it.
Not my girl. At least try and pretend you like what she does. It helps.
Haroon's stubbled face is hard set. Salma's lying on her cushion-strewn bed, writing a text. With a memory he can't shake. See the man with the lover on his mind. See the lady with the guilt and the heartache. See the woman trying to battle with time. See the man with the blood on his hands. She types, "It's not a good idea," before deleting and trying again. "We're not a good idea." But she deletes that one too. Finally, she writes, "Come on then, plumber boy, show us your tools." She deletes that one as well. Her bedroom door swings open and Hassan steps in.
Who are you texting? Is it a boy?
No, you're a boy.
No, I'm a man.
Izza explains what I saw you doing in the loo the other day.
Huh?
Yeah, I saw that, you filthy little git. So I'd mind my own business if I were you. Go do your work!
She hesitates after writing, "Sorry, I can't do this right now," then sends it. It's an overcast dawn on a suburban road. A few lights dot the windows of the terraced flats. Shazad's walking along the road with a smile on his face and a cap on his head. He raises a shopping bag in greeting to a woman. She smiles and waves back, then gets on her way. Shazad opens Salma's door and walks in holding a set of jeweled hairpins. He places them on the bedside table and looks at his sleeping daughter for a moment. Shazad's on a rowing machine, pulling wooden oar handles and sliding back on a seat. Wearing a vest, he washes his face in the sink of a cramped bathroom. Salma's pink lacy bra is lying on the floor by the toilet, and Shazad looks over his shoulder at it. Water drips from his beard as he looks pensive. He turns his attention back to himself, glancing at his reflection before cleaning his arms. The sun is up, and Hassan's made an origami swan at the breakfast table.
See you, Mum.
Salma's brought leftovers and spots Hassan's brown bag.
Dad says those all go mental.
Snatching it,
Normal people don't eat sweets for breakfast.
Normal people don't eat curry for breakfast.
Shazad sags into a chair at the table with a sigh and pours himself some water. He looks up at Salma as she dishes up. Salma stands by the kitchen counter as she reads her message. Had a look at your pipes. V bad. Skip school for some mad unblocking tips. Please. Kiss, kiss.
Who's that?
No one. It's just Rafia, Dad.
What's Rafia got to say?
Hmm?
What's Rafia got to say?
Nothing.
There must be something if she's texting during this meal.
Holding his hand out.
Come on.
Having sent back, okay, I'll meet. Stop texting. Not safe. She deletes all her text messages, then hands her phone over with a cold look. Shazad starts going through it while Salma serves.
The pause is like a pattern that you kind of draw.
She frowns at Hassan with an annoyed look. Salma leans on Shazad's shoulder and waits for him to give the phone up. She takes her phone back and he holds his hands up before rubbing them together and tucking in. Salma sits opposite.
I can't lose this last inch.
You know where that is, yeah? This stuff.
Mm. You know, you won't believe it, but Harun actually had an opinion last night.
No way. A whole one?
Mm-hmm. Not as daft as he looks. We're just sorting himself out. Well,
what you doing?
I haven't said anything. People are asking me why not now, so I'm asking you.
Who's asking?
Everyone.
Hassan looks to Salma, who leans forward, combative.
No more.
Finish college. That's our deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Forget it.
If it's about the money, I've said I'd get
it. Said forget it! You don't need a job, you study, you be brilliant, I'll handle the money. But we speak about Harun with respect from now on. Okay?
Okay.
No more jokes. Come on, eat.
Salma's resting her head on her hand as she picks at her food with a fork. Later, she's at Moor Park Station, waiting on the end of a bench with her rucksack. Someone walks past and drops a box in a blue bag in her lap. It's Imi. He pulls down his hoodie in front of another bench on the platform. She shrugs at him, and he sits before taking his phone out. After typing, he nods at her, and she finds a phone in the box. The text reads, new phone just in case, exclusive access to Imi hotline, kiss. Amused, she looks up from her bench to see Imi standing, waiting for a train to arrive. They get on the next train and sit in separate areas, Salma looking up and down the wide and mostly empty carriage. He texts her, got something amazing to show you. She replies, you are filth, kiss kiss. A bespectacled woman in her 50s looks up from her paper and Salma pulls up the hood of her raincoat. Salma's running through a maze of brown hedgerows. She's searching the paths between the scant-leaved hedges with a smile on her face. She shrugs and jumps, trying to get a better view.
I don't know where I'm going!
Okay, just follow my voice. Salma Abbas has massive hairy nipples!
I do not!
She trails her hand along the hedge and gets a cut.
Selma Abbas once pissed herself in a year nine assembly.
Stop it!
And even though she's smart and beautiful and just the most amazing person I've ever met, she can still not get herself through a maze made for six-year-old children.
She escapes the maze and jumps into his arms.
Hey, I like hairy nipples. Shut up!
Imi cradles her on a concrete bench and she lovingly kisses him, holding his cheek. Shazad's at home in his overalls, with Haroon leaning bored against the sitting room doorway. Hassan's playing a handheld computer game at the table.
Hello?
Hi, Dad. I'm so, so sorry.
Where are you? You're supposed to be here. Hassan's by himself.
Problems?
No. No, she's coming. This is unacceptable, Sam.
I got stuck at school, and then I had to go...
Haroon's here. He wanted to see you.
I was getting flowers, weren't I?
You got them out, we missed the first stop.
We forgot, didn't we?
This doesn't happen again. Do you understand?
Has, come on, you come with us.
I could stay here.
No. No, you should learn the family business. Come on.
Hassan takes his game. Salma's distracted.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Haroon's driving with Hassan and Shazad.
Hey, what do you think of your old man in a boiler suit? Neat look, huh? Should get you one. Do you want a business proper? Ain't easy, though. It's a lot of work. Not a lot of money. Hell, no money even. You work hard for someone else for no money?
No. What mug could do that?
Ah! Me, that's who?
Why?
Because it ain't just anyone I'm working for, Hass. It's family. It's hard, yeah? But it's worth it so that we're strong, respectable. Your mum, she was a great lady. She understood that. It's what she made to do with my dad. Me and your sis women to be. That's who we're gonna be, bros. Making this business starting to take care of all of us. Imagine that, huh? All us guys working together for each other. That'd be cool, right?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I think so too. So it's our duty to make that happen. Even if it's hard, even if we don't like it. Because when we think only of ourselves, Hass, it falls apart. Very. Very fast.
Shazad's thoughtful face illuminates as they drive past streetlights in the dark. He's shoveling chicken carcasses into a furnace from a wheelbarrow, struggling with the exertion as another man fills up Haroon's wheelbarrow from the van. Haroon brings the meat over and stares at the flickering flames.
Okay. Huh? Salma. I'll set a date. Thank you.
Shazad goes over to shovel another load. Haroon takes over while Shazad rests on the wheelbarrow. Salma's on the balcony putting clothes on a clothes rack. She gets a message. Hope your dad not mad. Bring him next time. Smiley faces. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Inside, she unwraps some white lilies and puts them in a vase. A portrait on the wall above the other photos catches her eye. The woman in the photo looks just like Salma, and she regards the woman in the headscarf solemnly.
Sorry, Mum.
Salma walks away. Footage from a phone camera shows Imi smiling in the driver's seat of his car.
She's in the back seat, hiding. I feel like a bloody cab driver.
A selfie from outside a station.
There she is.
She pulls up her hood. In a station.
Yeah, there are literally hundreds of people. Isn't that Mr. Henderson?
Salma's nervous.
You're getting a letter sent home.
Hi, Salma here. Leave a message after the beep.
Hi, Sal, it's Raf. Remember me? You're not at school. Again. Where the fuck are you? Call me, yeah?
Snaps outside Buckingham Palace.
Hello?
Hi, Shaz. It's Haroon. Dad says we can use a restaurant for the engagement.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's on a rampage, biting everyone.
Are we keeping it small?
Huh? You told her, yeah?
Yeah, of course. She can't wait.
Sam is cheating on me with a dinosaur.
I love you.
Ditto.
What? You can't say ditto.
Beaming in her kitchen, Salma texts, I'll see you later. Ditto. Kiss, kiss. She bounces into the sitting room, setting the table. Shazad smiles awkwardly at her, but as she goes back into the kitchen, a glimmer of confusion creases his brow.
Salma?
Hmm?
Her hair flicks as she rounds the doorway.
You're looking well.
Oh. Thanks, Dad. Not too bad yourself.
Yeah? You think so?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Ass! Come on! Food's ready!
Hassan comes in.
Morning.
Morning.
She serves fried eggs while her dad opens an envelope and Hassan sits down at the breakfast table, looking over his father's shoulder. Hassan shoots Salma several looks while their father reads the letter with a furrowed brow. Salma's concern grows.
Dad?
Where were you last Friday?
School.
Wednesday.
Why are you asking?
We are concerned that Salma's lack of attendance is a product of distraction elsewhere in her life.
He holds up the letter so she can see, then folds it up and scrutinises her across the table.
Where have you been?
But I know. Bet it's a boy.
He's given a firm backhand.
You don't say things like that.
Okay.
She goes for the letter and misses.
Is there a boy?
No.
Good. Then I have happy news. You're getting engaged.
What?
Next weekend. It'll be a small affair. Sabir's restaurant.
No, our deal
was... No, our deal was that you'd get married once you'd studied. We're clearly done studying.
He walks out and Salma turns to Hassan.
Did you know? You two are meant to be together.
Picking up his fork, he stares sadly at his egg. It's a grey day outside, and Salma's sitting on a park bench in her green parka. Brown leaves litter the grass behind her, and in front, she looks across the landscaped pond, sheltered by rushes. Immy joins her, hands in his hoodie's pockets, as he tries to gauge her from side on.
Why are we meeting here?
Safe ground.
That doesn't sound good.
It's pretty bleak now. How's Birmingham this time of year?
What's going on?
Worth a trip, maybe?
Stop fucking around, Sal. What's happening?
I'm getting married, ain't I? How's that sound?
Wait, what? I thought you still had time.
No. It's happening. Serious, unless...
You want us to leave?
She doesn't respond.
Well, I don't know, yeah. We can do all that. I've only just got back. I can't just go straight away.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't want to inconvenience you or nothing.
It's not me making this difficult, is it? It's you. The options you give yourself, run away...
Jesus.
Or...
Get out of your head. I wasn't even fucking saying we should run away.
Or spend the rest of your life sleeping next to a guy that you hate just because your dad wants to feel like the big man.
You don't know what he's been through. How much he's done for me.
So what? My parents have done all that too, and they love you. He's just medieval.
He's not. He's sweet. It's just...
Yeah, so sweet that you're too scared to even talk to
him. Oh, it's bigger than him, okay? How can someone this smart be so dense? Do you not get it? What it means for me to do that?
I do fucking get it. I get all the traditions, the promises. I get all that. I just don't fucking like it. If that makes me dense, then fuck knows what that makes you. Sal. Come on, Sal. Sal!
He's left alone by the park bench, watched from behind a tree as he purses his lips helplessly. Salma's on the floor of her bedroom, leaning against her bed. She turns away from the door as Shahzad pokes his head round. He steps in and pushes the door to, holding a square gift box the size of a tea plate in one hand. He carefully approaches and places it on the floor beside her socked foot, then steps back slightly.
What is it?
He steps back again and takes the top off. Inside is a gem-studded gold chain. She kicks it.
Don't want that.
Take it. It was your mother's. It was sitting in my drawer. You'll look better in it than I will.
Shahzad looks up, lost for words.
Salma, I never thought I'd be here.
What? London?
Yeah, London, but here. Two children, no wife. First blessed and then cursed.
You're not cursed.
It is what it is.
Sitting beside her.
But you're this family now, Salma. Do you understand? You carry all of us with you and... I get scared because... when they look at you... they see me. And when you fail, I fail, Hassan fails, and when you're safe, I'm safe. So, when you get married, then I can die happy.
Dad.
Seems strange to you, doesn't it?
No. I get it.
Me and your mother, we started young, and it was strange for us too. It wasn't a fairy tale, but what we had in those few years, wonderful. She wanted that for you, and I do too, because you're the greatest thing. Came from us.
She gives that some thought as a tear rolls down her cheek.
Just don't tell your brother.
Shahzad gets up and closes the door behind him. She traces a finger along the necklace. Salma's watching fish in a tank. Harun pops up beside her, pointing at the ring on her finger.
Peace, yeah?
Sorry?
About the ring? Mind a good time.
Shahzad's looking for her. He gives her a reassuring smile, and she glances around the restaurant. A dozen well-wishing family members smile, but her joyless face betrays her lack of enthusiasm. She greets a guest, giving her a double kiss before walking on out of sorts. Another two guests congratulate her, but her vision begins to blur. A woman waves hello, but Salma looks round at her father and Zubair, shaking hands with other guests. Haroon steps up beside her and places a hand around her shoulder.
Excuse me.
Zubair's concerned by her exit.
Is she all right? It's okay.
Haroon reassures the family and follows Salma. It's a bright day outside, and Salma leans against a wall by the side of the building. She's struggling to catch her breath when Haroon finds her.
Hey.
She tries a smile, and he offers her a cigarette.
Go on, it's okay.
Putting the packet away, he leans forward and lights Salma's cigarette before his own. She exhales, then holds her arms for warmth. Around her neck is her mum's gold necklace.
It's funny, I've been waiting this day my whole life. And now we're here, it's actually pretty weird, isn't it?
It is a bit.
But we got this. Yeah, you and me will smash it.
Yeah.
She spots Emmy in a parked car.
Hey, I'm a bit cold. Could you get my shawl?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
She waits a moment after he's gone, then strides up to the main road where Emmy's parked on the opposite pavement. Emmy's wearing his green hoodie.
Sal, look.
You can't be here.
Believe me, I don't want to be, okay? But just give me a second. I know I was being unfair before. I'm sorry, okay? I shouldn't have made you do
anything. Doesn't matter. Get out of here.
We could go.
What?
Right now, come on. We can leave before anyone sees us.
You not hear me? It doesn't matter. I'm not blaming you, okay? It was me. I was wrong. I should never have let it get this far.
I came back for you.
She turns, hope in her eyes.
They offered me a job up there after the course. Permanent. I said, no thanks, I've got someone waiting at home. I hope.
She walks back to him and kisses him on the cheek.
I'm sorry.
She walks away from him sadly, her earrings tinkling with each sorry step. Haroon's watching her from across the road, his face pallid with disbelief as he watches his wife-to-be walk towards the restaurant. Emmy starts up his car and holds the steering wheel with a cold stare. With her hair swept by the wind and her cheeks red from the cold, Salma walks towards Haroon. He holds her shawl out, but she ignores him and walks past in a daze, heading into the restaurant.
Hello, everyone.
There she is. Zubair stands and claps happily.
How are you feeling?
Haroon's in a dark mood.
Salma?
Fine. Just a bit overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed? You hear that, Zubair? Just wait till the wedding, you know?
Feel good.
Seeing Haroon with Salma.
Okay, right. Leave the run, start eating.
Haroon's talking quietly with his father.
Zubair, what are you doing?
Zubair's concerned and stares at Salma before taking his son away. As plates of food are passed around, an emotional Salma struggles to play along. It's night time, and Shahzad's on the walkway outside his flat with Hassan and Salma behind them.
Tell
moody over here. Go on, tell her your best friend. Which is your best friend? Someone?
Zabir, Uncle's real tired.
Yeah, he's tired. He is very tired, but he works so hard, that's why. What about when me and Uncle Zabir were dancing together?
Yep.
It's good, isn't it?
It's embarrassing, man.
No, show us what he did. Show what Uncle Zabir did.
I'm not
going
to do what he did.
Like this, look at me. Very good.
He was out of breath, though. Didn't have the stamina. Oh.
Left alone, Salma goes into her bedroom and makes a phone call.
Welcome to Amy's hotline. Leave a message after the beep.
She glances up at the sound of the bathroom and quickly hides her phone in the wardrobe. The bathroom door is open and Shazad's inside in his vest. Shazad's finished toweling his face and looks at her in the mirror, eyebrows raised.
All yours.
Thanks.
No, thank you. For tonight. You look beautiful. Like your mother. You should be proud.
I can't do it.
Hmm?
Arun, I can't.
What happened? What did you do?
Nothing.
Well, you're excited. That's natural. It's okay.
It's not too late, Dad. Come on. Just a joke about him. He can't force.
What forcing, Beda? Don't talk like that. He's not some stranger. We're doing right by you. Your mum and... He's a good boy. He'll make you happy. Not forcing.
So why don't I have a choice? If this is about me being happy, then why are you the only one smiling?
You want a choice? Another boy?
I don't mind getting married, but what if it was someone else? Still Upnalorg, but it's just so...
Upnalorg? You've been promised already, that's all that matters. Do you know what people will say? What will happen? To us, to Zabir, we wouldn't even be able to give you away! Have you told anyone? Right, I'll deal with this. You need time away from distractions. You stay here, you go nowhere until you start thinking straight!
He slams his bedroom door on her and locks her inside. Passing between the adjoining rooms, Salma crying on the floor in one and Shazad going through her belongings in the other. He starts with her bedside table and finds her usual phone. Fiddling with it for a moment, he tosses it onto the bed. He opens her wardrobe and finds a gift bag, which he empties of letters within. Salma tries a window handle, then goes through Shazad's bedside table, finding a copy of the photo of his wife. Shazad's moving ornaments on her chest of drawers and emptying her school bag. Salma finds a beret with insignia in another drawer, while Shazad's found her laptop. Inside a vase, Salma recovers a key and hurries to unlock the window. She pokes her head out and sees bushes on the ground below, then turns and looks upwards. Shazad's on her phone, frowning in the blue light of the screen. Defeated, Salma sits on the bed and pulls her fake eyelashes off, tossing them on the bedside table. Her phone's on the floor by Shazad's feet, who's burying his face in his hands. Shazad curls up on her bed, his clenched fist balled in front of his face. Salma takes the hairpins out of her hair, while Shazad gently hits the side of his head with his fist. Shazad's falling asleep on the bed with his arms folded and his legs tucked up. There's a blank screen on the laptop left on the floor of the ransacked room. Salma's curled up on Shazad's bed, hairpins and jewellery lying on the bedside table. She turns over, trying to settle in the light of a lamp. Then sunlight creeps into the room and her eyes blink open. It's a grim, grey day, and Shazad's pacing by a van in a car park. He's on the phone in his blue overalls.
Me again. I've done the afternoon drop, so don't worry about it, but I'll beat your dad's in an hour. I'll meet you there, if you feel up to it.
He gets into the van. Salma's trying to pick Shazad's lock. She listens carefully.
Ass, are you there?
He's listening behind the door.
Ass? If you're there, can you get my phone, please? Please, it's in my cupboard.
The one in my bedroom?
Come on, Ass!
Hassan turns his head and walks off swiftly. A worker opens a box with a knife in Zubair's backlot, where Zubair's talking to Haroon. Shazad walks on sight, knocking the side of a van which looks exactly like his.
Can you shift this?
Haroon struts up to Shazad.
What's going on? Is this yours?
Hey, careful. That's my rental, but yeah. I think it's time to bring this back to the family for everyone's sake. It's quite what I built his last few years.
I am your family.
No. No one in my family will shame us like you have, Chaz. My family have a reputation worth saving, whereas yours?
What's he talking about?
Don't look at me. I warned you. You're a disgrace, Chaz.
You and your slag of a daughter.
You made me look like a monkey in front of everyone.
Shazad shoves him.
Don't talk about it like that.
Wait. I'm not the one that you should be growling at. I'm only showing you the stench under your own fucking nose. You must have smelt it. You did? You knew, didn't you? You knew. You see, Dad? You see all this time he knew? And he tried to pass the door!
Shazad grabs him from behind, but Haroon elbows him off.
What are you doing?
Haroon dodges a wild punch and shoves Shazad into the bonnet of a van. The two men struggle, and Shazad tries to go for Haroon's eye while in a headlock. Haroon wrenches Shazad's hand away from his face and holds him on the ground before punching him. Shazad knees him in the groin and they separate. Shazad dribbling blood as he stands, while Haroon backs away, holding a hand up. Shazad pushes him into a sheet of wood and Haroon squeezes his throat.
Walk away! Walk away!
Haroon yanks Shazad's tie off, wipes his nose with it, and throws it at him. Haroon turns Shazad's charge against him, and Shazad tumbles into a pile of cardboard boxes. Shazad stumbles out, picking the box cutter off the floor on his way to Haroon. Zubair steps in.
Enough, Shazad! Go home! Take care of your filth! Go on! Go!
Battered and bleeding, Shazad lumbers away. He eyes up the rental van and stabs the wheel with the box cutter.
Oi! Oi!
It's glanced off and cut his own finger. As Haroon laughs, Shazad picks up the knife.
Go!
Shazad finally walks away. It's night time, and Shazad's driving his van with a malevolent look on his face. The box cutter's on the seat beside him, next to a bloody rag. Shazad's climbing his stairs, box cutter hanging loosely by his side. At the top, he reaches his bedroom door and swaps hands to unlock it. Salma's eyes blink open. She stares into space despondently. With the bolt unlocked as well, Shazad rubs his eyes before pushing the door open. Salma closes her eyes. His silhouette looms in the dingy light, and he slides the blade out. Shazad looks from the knife to his daughter and back again, unsteady and wavering forwards and backwards as he winces. Hassan walks into the hallway.
Dad.
Shazad's face softens, and he blinks a few times before looking his son in the eye.
I heard a noise. Are you all right?
Shazad glances at Salma, then back at Hassan.
You need milk. I can do that. Go to bed. Go on.
Hassan does as he's told, and having retracted the box cutter blade, Shazad pulls the door to and walks away. Salma opens her eyes and listens. She quietly sits up, then eases her feet to the floor. Standing slightly hunched, she stealthily moves to the door and listens again. She looks back into the room, then looks out between the door and the frame. Her anxiety rising, she hurries to the bedside table and grabs her mum's necklace before creeping to the door again. She opens the door and steps outside, making sure to leave the door ajar exactly as she found it. She moves quickly to the stairs, treading lightly. It's dark at the bottom of the stairs, and she slips on her coat and shoes. She goes to the door and pulls the handle, but it won't budge. She turns and looks up the stairs at a mirror reflecting light from the hallway. Taking a few quick steps to the first landing, she crouches back, seeing her dad walk into the bathroom. She tiptoes up the stairs, planting her dainty hands on the banister as she ascends. The door to the bathroom's open, so she bravely moves past it while Shazad cleans himself at the sink. He's too focused on his hands to see her. Salma opens the French windows to the balcony and has a look over the railing. She pulls a sheet off the clothes rack. Shazad's hunched over the bathroom sink, cleaning his self-inflicted cut. The cut's deep and makes him grimace. Salma's tied together a few blankets and tossed one over the end of the balcony, where it flaps about in the wind. She climbs onto the railing, where the other end is tied, then eases her way over the side. She holds on tightly and gradually makes her way down. A woman in an opposite flat spots her, but quickly draws her blind. An anxious Hassan's walking through the French doors. He peers over the railing.
Salma! Salma! What are you doing? Nothing. Go to bed. You left this. Will you bring it down to the walkway? You're leaving. Not forever, just a little while. I'll be back soon, I promise. So, can I have the phone? Dad? Dad?
What?
Dad.
What?
Salma, she's going.
What's happened?
What's
Salma,
happened?
She's going.
Where? Where is she? Where?
Over the balcony.
Show me! Salma! Okay, you stay here. Salma!
Shazad starts running along the walkway, but two floors down, Salma's just running out of a stairwell. They speed off in opposite directions until Shazad reaches the stairs.
Salma! Salma!
She races down the steps outside, while Shazad's only just made it to the bottom of a triangular stairwell. Out of breath, he forces himself to jog onwards, scanning the darkness beyond the walkway. On an uncovered walkway, he finally runs out of steam. He searches the impassive buildings that surround him, but there's no sign of Salma. Finally, he slumps into a railing and slides down to the ground. Salma's made it to the road leading to the estate and is bathed in orange streetlight. She keeps her jogging pace up and shoots a quick glance over her shoulder. Shazad's crouched by the railing, staring at the box cutter as he fidgets. He hangs his head. An exhausted Salma's jogging up to an arched porch of a detached home. Rafia regards her coolly, her dark hair done up.
You utter cow. Can't believe he had an engagement party without me.
I told him about Imi. It's all right, don't worry.
Jazard's trashing Salma's room. Hassan's standing by the door, waiting and listening anxiously. He walks in timidly.
Dad?
What's that?
Salma's.
Shazad grabs the secret phone.
She said she'd be back soon.
Go to bed. Go!
Hassan's startled and goes, leaving his dad to sit on the bed and cradle his head. Rafia's helping Salma to her couch in a large rectangular living room.
Salma?
Imi walks in, and Rafia gives them space to hug.
You okay?
Dad knows now. I had to tell him.
I'll take care of you.
Rafia's watching them.
It's not safe, Imi. You'll need to leave.
First thing.
Shazad's found pictures on the phone. One is of Imi bare-chested in bed, looking sleepily at the camera. Another shows a clearer view of him leaning against his hand. Shazad frowns in disgust as he finds a picture of Salma in her bra. He lowers his head, rubbing his face and beard. The wreckage of the room lays strewn on the floor. He puts the phone down and stares into space, his swollen finger hanging limp. Salma's in Imi's bed, idly fidgeting with her hair when she hears a vibration. Emmy's phone is charging by his bed, while Emmy himself is sleeping on a cushion on the floor. After realizing the vibrations coming from the bedside table, Salma sits up and finds 16 missed calls. She scrolls through the texts reading, "Hello? Pick up. I'm Sal's brother, Hass. Got her phone. You give her this? Is she there?" She's gone. She with you. Salma walks around Emmy's bedroom as she reads on. Tell her Hass says sorry. I'll be better. My dad's crying, tell her. Don't know what to do. Salma looks at photos stuck on a board. One shows her kissing Emmy outside. The last two texts read, "Does she hate me? Please come back, please. I'm sorry." Salma lies on the bed and reaches down to stroke Emmy's hair and forehead. She takes a notebook from a cluttered shelf and begins writing after giving him a loving look. It's morning. Outside, Salma's walking away from Rafia and Emmy's house, still wearing her engagement dress under her coat. She turns the corner and casts a rueful look at the house before looking ahead and striding onwards. Emmy comes to with a start, daylight seeping in through the gaps underneath the curtain.
Sal? Sal?
He finds the notepad on the bed in front of him. On it is written, "Back soon. Don't worry. Sal. Kiss, kiss, kiss." Shazad's standing in his room, his hands behind his back as he stares out of the window. He shifts his balance as he spots Salma on a walkway. He looks down, holding still, then sits on his bed and interlocks his fingers as he thinks. Shazad casually picks up the box cutter, extending the blade.
Hassan? Hassan!
Yeah?
Come here.
Do us a favour and, get us the sweets that you like.
Hassan drags his feet and looks over his shoulder before walking out. When he's gone, Shazad picks up the knife. On the floor below, Salma's face lights up as she sees Hassan on his way to the shop.
Little bro!
She wraps her arms around him.
Told you I'd be back, didn't I?
You don't hate me, do you?
Of course not. Can't hate you, can I? It's not possible.
What's that for then?
Dad sent me down the shops.
Do you want anything?
Nah, I'm good. You go for it.
Salma?
He's in a really weird mood. You know what? Get me some cola bottles, yeah? Fizzy, not plain.
Hassan's not happy, but he goes anyway. At the end of the walkway, Salma taps the lift button and stands by the door in shadow. Lost in heavy thought, she begins to pace. The door opens and she gets into the cramped lift.
Mind the door.
Rehearsing to herself.
Dad. I'm sorry.
Into the half-height mirror. She holds the handrail and looks down.
Oh, I'm sorry. This doesn't feel like you. The dad I know wants me to be happy. And I want you to be happy too. And I want you to be happy too. Do you think we can be happy for each other? Dad. I'm sorry.
Now, she's standing in the dark sitting room holding her necklace. Shazad's looking away, his hands behind his back.
Took this. Thought I could sell it if I had to. I don't want to. Don't want to lose her. Or you. Or Hass. This could work. You'd like him. If you tried. I'll make us dinner. We can sit down and talk about it. Maybe.
Talk about what? What do I need to talk to a stranger for?
Dad.
How did you think this would work? After you've done this to our family? After you shame me? Shamed us all? How does this work when we have nothing?
Well, I wasn't trying to. I didn't mean to. I wasn't. No one knows. We can just.
They know! Everyone knows! Everything for you, Sol. I never asked anything in return. I only that you listen to me on this one thing.
No, Dad! You ask for loads. Absolutely loads. You just don't get that you're doing it.
Just leave.
Dad, please. I love you. We can. Hass needs me to.
Hassan doesn't need a whore for a sister. Go now, stay away from us. Or you'll see what needs to happen.
Oh, nothing needs to happen! Not if you're not a coward.
As she goes, he yanks her hair, but she shoves him into a wall and shuts the sitting room door. She grabs her phone.
No! Dad!
Immy's driving fast to the estate when Salma rings. She holds the phone to her ear, but Shazad bursts through the door and pins her against the breakfast table, where he throttles her. He pulls her up and slams her into a wall, then chokes her in the crook of his arm as they sink to the floor. As her senses return, she struggles and kicks wildly, trying to wriggle out of his chokehold. She claws at a radiator, pulling herself towards some shopping bags in the kitchen doorway. Shazad suddenly grabs a loose plastic bag and stuffs it into her mouth. He clamps his hand over it and pinches her nostrils closed. She claws at his arms with pink fingernails, but his grip is unrelenting. With one shoe fallen off, Salma's legs convulse as she runs out of breath. Her phone lies discarded on the floor. After she stops moving, Shazad tentatively lets go of her nose. He lifts her head and gently slides his arm out from under her. He stands up slowly, backing away from the body and into the sitting room. Salma's secret phone rings. He walks over tentatively. In shock, Shazad crouches down by it. He picks it up. It's Immy. He places it face down on the carpet, then drops Salma's lilies onto it. He replaces the fallen tablecloth and puts the necklace back on top. Not sure what to do with himself, he looks around the flat wide-eyed, his eyebrows raised and wrinkling his brow. He looks down at his trembling right hand. Looking out of the French windows, he strokes his bearded chin pensively before grabbing Salma's other phone from the kitchen counter. He pulls the curtains a little more and almost smiles as he opens the door. He stares at the floor, listening, his hand resting on the handle. He looks up and pushes the door open all the way. A pale light illuminates his weary face. He steps out and looks over the estate for a few moments before shutting his eyes. He looks up suddenly at the sound of the plane. Immy finds neighbours gathered at Shazad's open front door.
Salma? Sal!
In the sitting room, he spots Shazad through the French windows. Shazad turns his attention from the sky to the flat and sees Immy staring back at him. Shazad smiles briefly, then stabs himself in the neck before throwing himself over the railing.
No! No!
A garden table's broken his fall. The woman tries to hold back her son.
No, 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 no. Please,
More neighbours arrive to find Shazad bleeding on the remains of the crumpled wooden table. One blood-soaked arm sprawled upwards and his neck seeping blood.
Dad, I'm sorry you're hurt. I'm sorry I let you down.
Hassan holds his father's bloodied hand.
I know this must be hard. This doesn't feel like you. The dad I know wants me to be happy. And I want you to be happy too. Do you think we can do that for each other? I hope so. Because I love you.
Upstairs, a breathless Immy is staring down at the carnage. He finds blood splatter on the French windows and curtains, then walks inside.
And love makes us kind if we let it.
He moves to the kitchen.
Sal!
So I think it's worth a try.
Sal!
From the school photo of Salma to Immy kneeling by her dead body on the floor of the kitchen, desperately holding her hand as he sobs. Salma's mother's necklace lies on the neat tablecloth. ...12,000 cases of honour-based violence have been reported in the UK since 2010. These include abductions, beatings, and an estimated 60 murders. Over 9,000 calls were made to helplines last year.